Thanks, Simon. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 13th of May. The general synopsis at midnight: low, Biscay, 1009, expected Fitzroy, 1013 by midnight tonight. New high, expected Faroes, 1031 by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. 40s, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Cromartie, 4th, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Tyne, Dogger, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later, fair, moderate or good. German Bight, east 3 or 4, backing northwest 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Humber, Thames, east or northeast 3 to 5, thundery showers in Thames, good, occasionally poor in Thames. Dover, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or northeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Rockall, thundery showers in Shannon, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Shannon. Hebrides, east or northeast 4 to 6, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Farrell, north or northeast 3 to 5, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Faroes, west, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast 2, 5 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north 4, fog patches 400 metres, 1022, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 2, 15 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Lucas, calm. Fog, 400 metres, 1,022, rising slowly. Bridlington, north, 3, 1,019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 2, 5 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 3, 11 miles, 1,015. Jersey, southeast, 3. 8 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east, 4. 11 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, east, northeast, 5. 5 miles, 1011, steady. Valentia, west, southwest, 1. 15 miles, 1014, now falling. Ronald's Way, northeast 4, 19 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Malin Head, east by south 4, 19 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 13th of May. The general situation, a slow-moving area of low pressure centred over Biscay, will bring a decreasing risk of thundery showers to southern and western waters, while high pressure builds over northern waters, bringing more settled conditions. Winds will be mostly light to moderate, with some fog at first in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or northeast, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Cape Wrath. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming east or northeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 near Gibraltar Point at first. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Thundery showers in south. Good, occasionally poor in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable, becoming northeasterly later, 2 to 4. Thundery showers, becoming fair for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in south. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, mainly east 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Finally, Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in east. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today explains why a government error means thousands of farmers could now get payments they thought they'd lost. First, it's time for prayer for the day with Elizabeth Rawlinson Mills.
Good morning. Mozart bought a starling in 1784, recording in his notebook not only the cost of the bird, but also a snippet of its beautiful song, carefully transcribed. What a remarkable thing! Mozart, whose head and home were already full of the most sublime music, listening attentively, open to inspiration from the humblest places. The founders of Quakerism made two completely radical claims. The first was that divine revelation was ongoing. It didn't end when the New Testament writers laid down their quills. Early Quakers considered that ultimate authority rested not in the biblical text, but in the living word of God, speaking in the heart of the listener, and tested in the community of the faithful. The second radical claim was that this direct spiritual experience was available to everybody, regardless of gender, social background, age, level of education. There was no need for ministers, because ministry could come from anyone, anywhere. Quakerism was founded on the principle of absolute equality. Quakers today strive to be open to new light from whatever source it might come. In our meetings for worship, friends share passages from the Bible and the sacred texts of other traditions, read non-religious poetry, or simply share the meditations and questions that have arisen in their hearts. Our duty as listeners is to reach for the meaning within what we hear, whoever is speaking, seeking the truth and the beauty that the words may contain for us, even if the words themselves are strange or unfamiliar. May I seek to respond to that of God in everybody I encounter today, ready, like Mozart, to find something beautiful. Thank you, friends.
That was Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson Mills. Now, at 6:15, it's time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Thousands of farmers who thought they'd lost access to government environmental payments because the scheme closed before they could complete their applications online could get their money after all.
They did say within the actual scheme rules that they would give 6 weeks' notice before they closed the application window. Obviously, there was not 6 weeks, there was nothing. The main reason we hadn't submitted the application is that we were just very busy doing the farming.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, today, testing topsoils is often done to measure nutrients and organic matter,